SBS Radio.
The Australian Hairdressing Council says hundreds of jobs will be lost and small businesses in the industry will struggle if the federal government cuts hairdressing from the skills migration list. The council says nearly 450 migrants working in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane will be forced to return home once their existing visas expire. CEO Sandy Chong fears the government has already made up its mind.
Our concern is that they've already made the decision. Even though they have consulted with our industry, we feel they're not listening and they don't understand the difference between skilled and quality hairdressers and barbers versus just anyone coming into the country.
Ms Chong says the industry is struggling to recruit qualified Australian hairdressers and barbers, with only 28% of locals completing apprenticeships. She also says the current state of the economy is putting further strain on small business owners.
I think that the economy is under pressure, full stop. So, you know, we've been, our country has gone through floods, the bushfire, and now we have the coronavirus as well. And so when we look at the actual economy, then the entire country is very affected, and especially small business.
Renee Baltov owns two barbershops in Sydney, named The Barberhood. She says she was looking to expand her business, but is now fearful she won't have enough staff to grow.
If the decision to remove hairdressers and barbers off the short-term skills list goes ahead, I'll lose 50% of my workforce. So skilled migrants are vital to the survival of my business. And it'll be the same outcome for hundreds of Australian small businesses, hairdressing businesses, that are affected by this decision. And the other thing that I'll lose is specialised skills that migrant employees bring to our team.
The federal government says businesses located in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane can apply to sponsor migrant workers and employ them through a labour agreement. But Ms Baltov says she doesn't think that's useful for small businesses, as many don't have the capacity to navigate through the legal and financial issues that come with it.
So it is a solution, but it's a boutique solution that won't help small businesses. And to be honest, if that's the only solution, I still think that people won't be able to afford to do it or don't have the time to do it, and you will still see a lot of hairdressing businesses close down.
British migrant Raf Theodulu works at the Barberhood. He's established a life in Australia with his fiance and says he's not ready to leave.
It means a lot to me. I'm passionate about my trade, and I enjoy teaching the new generation of barbers as well. At the minute, we've got an apprentice, and this week I've been showing him techniques on how to zero fade. And to be honest, I'm enjoying seeing the progress, and these are obviously skills that I've brought with me from the UK.
Melissa Montero, CEO of the Migrant Resource Centre, says she hopes the government will reconsider dropping hairdressing from the skills migration list.
We've seen clearly, and we've got stats of migration and the contribution that migrants make over the years, in terms of contributing to our economy. We know that they contribute. And when they come to Australia, that's the first thing that they want to do is to give back to this country.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.